This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio 2269. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, primarily shortwave, on this edition recorded November 14th. Australia, Azores, Brazil, China, Cuba, Denmark, Eritrea, Finland, France, Korea, Kurdistan, Libya, Mexico, Myanmar, Netherlands, North America, Peru, Solomon Islands, Spain, Turkey, Tibet, UK, USA, Vanuatu, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer, Ron Howard in California continues monitoring only via remote receivers, such as one in New South Wales for some low-power Australian stations, which he says he hears every day, on 2310 and 4835 in parallel, such as November 9th at 0928, Shortwave Australia, when they were playing older pop songs and talking about singers and songwriters such as the Beatles, and on 4970 Radio 567 at 0918 UT November 9th with the Everly Brothers, a promo for safe driving, and so on. In the Michigan ARE tip sheet, Don Moore has been DXing in Pennsylvania and encountered something new to him, RDARA from Australia. It's a regional air network. He was hearing Flightwatch Brisbane. There were three frequencies between 09 and 12 UT in parallel, 8822, 8831, and 8843. Further research found the transmitter sites, Townsville for the northeast sector on 8831, Darwin for the northwest on 8843, but four sites for the southern sector on 8822, Port Hedland, Perth, Alice Springs, and Broken Hill. Perhaps all four are used in sync. He says, I did not find these by pure look. I've been using a feature called the Data Analyzer in SDR Console. Carlos Gonçalves in Portugal has news about the Azores, or Azores, on 828 kHz, Antena 1 in Flores Island, which he had last heard in February 2024. He found out the monopole needed repair. After tests, the transmitter developed a problem, so another team would have to fly in with all the equipment needed to put the unit into shape. Expected to happen sometime in November. It covers not only the island of Flores, but also the neighboring island of Corvo, and it's said its signal reaches most of the archipelago. As to the other Antena 1 Azores MF outlets, the tech I spoke to confirmed there are no plans to use medium wave again, and data regarding Antena 1 in Madeira. Also monitoring only via remotes, Zaharis Youngest in Greece, about Brazil's Radio Araucaria, on 9289.91, at 0950 UT, November 9th, with lively Brazilian music, heard via remotes in Brasilia, audible in Argentina, and still on the air at 14 UT. Seems there's another station on FM with the same name, but it's religious and separate programming. This led Ron Howard to check out this pirate as well, heard November 10th at 2108, with a variety of easy-listening Brazilian music. And according to posts on HF Underground, it operates from 09 to 23 UT daily. Brazilian music, varied genres, often instrumental, frequent canned IDs. It's in the Paraná state of Brazil. Low power in AM, never logged directly in North America. However, Dan Robinson says it was audible, but very weak, on a remote in Vermont, and also in Paraguay. Takahito Akabayashi in Tokyo has some news about DRM transmissions from China, that is, CNR, the Voice of China, in B24, announced on November 8th, from Beijing at 01-09 on 13825. All of these are supposedly 30 kilowatts. From Dongfang at 01-09, 17770. From Kunming at 01-04, and at 08-11, 15180. And between at 04-08, on 17800. And from Urumqi, 22-01, and 08-12, on 9655. And in between from 01 to 08 on 17830. Also registered but not announced and not actually used are 11990, 13710, and 13850 from Shishihar, that is QIQIHAR, but he says there is no transmission from there. Those transmitters appear to have been converted to jamming use. The original info came from the CAHCN website. In Cuba, it's become rare to hear anything from Radio Havana, but Radio Rebelde remained on the air on 5025 most of the time, but in the last few days, it too has been missing. As of November 8th, David Crawford in Florida, a keen observer of Cuban broadcasting, told us in great detail what he has found. Prior to Hurricane Rafael, RHC was already down to 2 working transmitters in very poor condition, of the 5 at Kivikan. In recent weeks, they ran on 6,015 230 in local mornings, quiet during the afternoon and then evenings with RHC on 6,000 and 1 CRI relay, 13,650 and 9,580. Rumor has it that the Chi-Coms are angry at La Habana for some reason, so they may have pulled their Radio Cuba technical support, leading to the obvious RHC deterioration over the later months. Northeast side of Rafael, Category 3 eyewall, went right over the Kivikan area. Probably trashed the antennas. Probably nobody to fix them. So he says, I'll go out on a limb and predict that RHC shortwave will not be back. The U.S. blockade of Cuba is often blamed for their problems. But David Crawford says, it's the official Cuban Communist Party line. There is no embargo with Canada, Europe, China, Russia, or the oil-rich great bus driver in Venezuela. The U.S. is already the island's largest trading partner. So why don't all those economic avenues make up the difference? Because the official PCC line is simply an excuse for the incompetence and graft of the regime and its centrally misplanned economy. There is no money because it is all stolen by those in a position to do so. Also in Florida, Terry Kruger reports on his monitoring of Radio Havana on 6,000 kilohertz, November 12th at 1420. First time I've noticed it since Hurricane Rafael, but just a giant open carrier. And they were testing again the next day on November 13th. Not on at 1225, but with a local level carrier for about 30 seconds at 1357. Back up at 1406 with a 1,000 hertz tone for a few seconds, off at 1409. Stephen C. Wood in Massachusetts reports on November 11th on 25800, World Music Radio Denmark at 1457, a fairly good signal. Clear audio with reggae, Caribbean, and Afro music, and ID at 1503. According to HFCC B24, here's what else may be heard on the 11-meter band. That one is on 25800, but it could be on 25795 or 25805 alternately, available 24 hours with 10 kilowatts. On 25700, there's the BBC in Hausa via Wooferton, Monday to Friday at 14 to 1430. On 25820, daily but irregular, at 14 to 15, there could be DRM from Issoudun, France. Here's one that's especially interesting. On 25850, something called RON in Luxembourg in Portuguese, with 1 kilowatt, 24 hours. That's probably Radio Onda. On 26,000 even, Spaceline Bulgaria. Could be there with 50 kilowatts any time during the day. On 26010, IRDR, that International Radio for Disaster Relief, which has never been activated, has a Vatican placeholder 100 kilowatts to all zones, possibly 24 hours, if ever. And on 26040, a new 1 kilowatt transmitter in Berlin and German from FNA, available 24 hours. Mike Cooper sends a story originally from Agence France-Presse, November 11th, about Eritrea. Radio Irena, Eritrea's voice of hope, is under threat. In Eritrea, one of the world's most repressive countries, a tiny independent radio station, broadcasting from a Paris apartment, has become a beacon of hope. Transmitting trusted news for the past sesquidecade from a studio tucked away in the French capital's 13th district, Radio Irena, Eritrea's only independent media, is under threat and risks going off the air due to lack of funding. Its team has shrunk from 6 to 3 people, including 2 experienced journalists who fled to France. Without fresh funding, they would lose nearly half their budget for 2025, and Radio Irena could fall silent in a few months. Does this story ever mention time or frequency? Of course not. but it's in the EIBI list on 9585 between 17 and 18 UT via UAE transmitter site. From Nordiex via shortwave bulletin, a shortwave station has been licensed in Finland for 7400 kHz with 50 watts between November 1st and January 18th, operated by Riku Petteri. And via Karikalio, Traficom has also licensed a 963 kHz for a new AM radio station by Alpha Media Group OY. It applied for that last summer. John Jurasek of VORW Radio says, I have exciting news for listeners in Asia and beyond. Beginning Monday the 11th of November and continuing every Monday, my radio program will now be heard across the Asian continent and beyond, thanks to 250 kilowatts from Isidon, France. Using the ALIS antenna, beamed east, blanketing Eastern Europe, Middle East, Central Asia, South Asia, Southeast Asia, and Australia, 1 hour in length. That is Mondays at 1530 UT for 1 hour on 17810. As registered in HFCC, Peter W. Hansen and Ricky Long say it's on an 80-degree beam. November 13th at 2309, I heard a song, 10 to 20 over 9, but very distorted, and the frequency wobbling, 11680. That means it's KCBS, Pyongyang, North Korea, which is on that frequency 22 hours a day. But something's kooky at Kangye. Ron Howard says 6115 is a new frequency and replacing 7200 for National Unity Radio from South to North Korea, but transmitted via Taiwan. Anyhow, no North Korean jamming was heard yet, November 11th, from 1205 until off at 1258, and their website has been updated. Actually, it starts at 11 UT. Could that be a problem for Nikkei Japan? No, it's finished at 1000. The Kurdo-Turkish radio war continues to be evasive. In the NASA flash sheet, Ralphus W. Perry in Illinois reports on 11535, the Turkish jammer, dubbed Radio Recep Erdogan, November 9th at 1350, with a thumping drum, a military chorus, etc. But at the same time, the Kurdish PKK station Denge Gel was weak on 11525. On November 4th at 1405, Denge Gel was on 11540 via Uzbekistan relay site, but no jamming noticed. The next day, November 5th at 1303, only the Turkish jammer on 11540. Mike Cooper forwards a story from freepressjournal.in, November 13th this year. Headline, ISIS's Al-Bayan radio station, a toolkit of terror recruitment and ideological expansion. The long article mentions that it uses new technology, including shortwave radio frequencies, encrypted internet protocols, online platforms, etc. However, there's no detail about where or when on shortwave. It is now attempting to broadcast globally in Arabic, English, French, and Russian, primarily using shortwave radio frequencies between 5 and 10 megahertz. I say, what's the frequency, Kenneth? The word Bayan, B-A-Y-A-N, is found nowhere in Alki or IB. It's hard to believe this shortwave service would have been overlooked by monitors. Ron Howard refers us to a Wikipedia write-up about it. You can find it. It's spelled B-A-Y-A-N. No mention of shortwave there. It seems it was most active in 2016 from Libya on FM. In IRCA DX Monitor, John Perkins in Edmonton, Alberta says, reports from several sources indicate that XEPRS 1090 in Baja California has dropped their Spanish-language broadcasting, now full-time oldies in English, with some or all commercials in Spanish, as well as Wolfman Jack. They're also airing syndicated programs from The Real Don Steele and Machine Gun Kelly. In the NASA flash sheet, Ralph Perry in Illinois reports on 11940, the clandestine for Myanmar radio NUG, or National Unity Government, transmitted via Pochang, Taiwan. On November 9th, open carrier at 1358, sign on at 1400 in English. This is Radio NUG, the voice of the National Unity Government. News in Burmese. He says they send back an automated instant QSL reply for reports using their web form. Via Internet, International Vacuum, AM, FM, and Shortwave, World of Radio 2269. A non-commercial service, as is our website, worldofradio.com. Contributions always appreciated via PayPal, not necessarily in U.S. funds, to WORADIO@yahoo.com. Or by money order or check on a U.S. bank to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID, OK, 73702. Manuel Mendez reports Radio Delta, Elburg, Netherlands, at 1615 UT, November 9th, with a very good signal in the northwestern part of Spain, on 12085. A few minutes later, Ron Howard was hearing it via remote in Switzerland. And at 1744, Stephen Seawood in Massachusetts was hearing it direct with a very weak signal. Not to be confused with the voice of Mongolia on 12085 earlier. Lots of North American pirates reported, especially in the NASA flash sheet, but I pick out the ones that are beyond the normal 6.9 megahertz pirate band. Mark Taylor in Wisconsin heard on 6285 USB, Thunder Chicken Radio, November 9th at 0125. In the MARE tip sheet, Andy Robbins in Michigan reported a Halloween broadcast, UT November 1st at midnight 33, on 5170 USB from KRST Radio. Story about a devil-possessed girl. And worldwide Aryan Radio, as identified at HF Underground, was heard on 6960 USB WWAR. November 2nd from 02 to 0234 UT, and there was also SSTV, unclear whether that was the station or interference, but it was a photo of the white separatist neo-Nazi Kevin A. Strom, who was the force behind the Voice of Tomorrow pirate, as well as the somewhat more legitimate American dissident voices that was part of what got WWCR in trouble back in the day. Maybe get ready for more of this crud, he asks. I hope not. Says Ken Zicky. Terry Kruger in Florida reports, this channel is always so fun to sit on for childish entertainment, which I can relate to, that is, 27285 in the CB band, USB. On November 2nd at 1524, he heard a pirate called Marley Man. It was looping Bob Marley's Is This Love continuously. And reports of Hikari FM, somewhere around Arizona, it seems, on 11529.9. I'll often have at least a JBA carrier there. But Rick Barton has come up with another frequency for them, which is even weaker. 11420 approximately, such as November 9th, at 1610. At 1720, it was parallel to the much stronger 11530. November 10th at 2156, Dan Robinson says, I'm on the floor at the moment, hearing what seems to be Hikari FM coming in well at a New Zealand remote site at Tauranga. Presumably in that case, referring to 11529.9. With Cuba's Radio Rebelde missing most or all of the time now from 5025, it's our golden opportunity to hear Radio Quijabamba in Peru on 5025. IB says it's on the air until 0220 and resumes at 0957, but Aoki shows it closes around 0200. Now that he can monitor remotely, Ron Howard is finding that Solomon Islands is on the air much later than usual or than scheduled on 5020. The nominal sign-off is 1200, but November 8th, it was still on at 1320 with non-stop pop songs, and even after 1757, into a remote in Queensland. Also November 9th, past 1707, another day with non-stop pop songs, after their usual sign-off at 1200, via remote in New Zealand. Every day I check for the four frequencies of Radio Exterior de España. 9690, the one for North America, was missing on November 12th. That was not an English day, since it was Tuesday, and fortunately it was back on by Wednesday the 13th at 2300. Meanwhile, the frequency for Africa, 17755, had continued to be missing, still audible on 12030 and 17715. Via Jimber Gaviria in Colombia from the Facebook of Radio Thailand, November 8th. Starting today, we're giving our QSL cards a modern upgrade. In the past, listeners who sent a reception report received a printed QSL from us as a thank you. Now to make the process faster and more accessible, we're switching to eQSL cards, a digital keepsake that's just as special. Want to join in and get your own eQSL card? It's easy. Just send your session report to, all one word, rthworldservice@gmail.com. Not only will you receive a unique piece of Radio Thailand World Service memorabilia, you'll also become part of our global community celebrating radio worldwide. From Biener's DX Digest in German via BCDX about Tibet, it seems a European station is temporarily silent on 6130 until middle December, which means that one may hear in Europe Xizhang RTV, that's XIZANG, which is what the Chinese call Tibet, including the English hour at 16 to 17. Other frequencies are 4905, 4920, 6025, 6110, 6200, 7255, and 7385. Ron Harrod has also been listening to it remotely via India on November 10th until 17 UT with a program about Tibetan handicrafts, nicely readable. On 6200, he also listens to their earlier English hour at 07 UT, November 9th, on 4905 via remote in India. Hello, Zhejiang. News of the PLA's airborne activities. Chinese leader meets with Malaysian leader in Shanghai. Something's always erroneous at Emirlair. Rumen Pankov in Bulgaria reports the voice of Turkey, 13635, English at 1330 on November 1st. However, on October 27th, English was mixed with Turkish on 11815. New Australian DX News. Their North American frequency, now at 23 UT in English, 5960, continues to be unreliable. In the best of circumstances, it really doesn't put enough signal into deep North America. So I also checked for it in Europe, but it was completely missing on November 13th. One of our best chances to listen to BBC World Service still on shortwave in North America is at 23 to midnight UT on 11645. That's the new frequency for the relay via the USAGM in the Philippines, and it's aimed 200 degrees toward Indonesia, so we're close to directly off the back. On Wednesday, Monday, and Friday, after the news at 23, there's the discussion program Hard Talk. Mike Cooper forwards a long story from Telegraph in the UK on November 9th, headlined, China wins hearts and minds as it steps into void left by BBC World Service cuts. Rudolf Grimm in Sao Paulo reports a new service called Brit Asia on 21575 DRM. November 9th at 1410 with pop songs, maybe in Hindi. These broadcasts are only on Saturdays at 14 to 15 UT, directed toward India. This started November 2nd. In his radio activity blog, Alokesh Gupta says it's based in Birmingham, UK. Terry Kruger in Florida has been hearing KMK282 on 26110 NBFM, the studio to transmitter auxiliary service of KOVR-TV in Sacramento, California. Saturdays, November 2nd and 9th. At 15:04, it was a morning show with local patter. While on November 9th at 16:40, it was excellent on peaks for their morning local show. Noting my interest in classical music, Stephen Luce in Houston says, VOA's Korean service has an hour of classical music each Saturday at 13:05. Best frequencies 9800 and 11570 via Philippines, as Central North America is in the beam. On UT Sunday, November 3rd at 03:15, WWCR on 4840 aired yet another four-year-old Australian DX report with Bob Padula. However, the following week, when the time had changed to 04:15 UT Sunday, it was replaced by a gospel huckster. That was November 10th, so they finally caught on that something was amiss. About DRM on WMLK Pennsylvania 9275, Tony Pavick in BC says on November 12th, they seem to be only doing a DRM hit at roughly 2258 to 23 UT on 9275. I've not been able to coax any audio out of it, but have been able to get a positive visual ID. My email to them 2 weeks ago has gone unanswered, apparently. Answering secular questions is not high on their priority list. Not sure what the purpose of the DRM test they are doing might be. A report on therap.com, November 12th. Los Angeles Radio KFI 640, news team gutted amid iHeart Radio layoffs. News director Chris Little and 16 other members of the station's 25-person news team lost their jobs. Amid iHeartRadio's push to cut hundreds of jobs nationally, they learned about it a day after they had put up a Christmas tree. iHeartRadio is slashing hundreds of jobs across the U.S. It owns about 860 stations and is dealing with a substantial debt burden. New York Post reported iHeartRadio had roughly $5.21 gigadollars in total debt, and they're saving about $150 megadollars by eliminating redundancies. WTWW is not the only Lebanon, Tennessee station I've been hearing. On 900 kHz, there's WKDA. I was hearing it November 9th at 0819, identifying as Real Country. It's in a group of several other stations, but 900 is an interesting DX frequency now, with CHML gone and XCW practically unheard on what had been a Mexican and Canadian clear channel. There are lots of low-power U.S. stations on 900. I heard WKDA again November 10th at 0159 with a multi-station ID. I wouldn't be surprised if they were on 5 kilowatt day power instead of 136 watt night power. Montana's 50 kilowatt station on 1180 KOFI in Kalispell had a total loss after a fire at their transmitter site November 8th and 9th. The transmitter and associated equipment were totally destroyed, but the towers and antenna tuning unit were still working. They were back on the air shortly with only 30 watts as of Sunday, November 10th, according to John Perkins in IRCA. Paul Walker said they'd be on 30 watts for 6 to 8 weeks until a brand new 1 kilowatt transmitter comes in. It'll be summer of next year before they're back up to 50 kilowatts. In the Michigan tip sheet, Ken Zicke says, Scripps News is planning on dropping their free over-the-air news channel, and Ion has been adding networks. He's been inspecting their satellite transponders. Well, at least in Oklahoma, we still get to see it off the air on channel 62-5, which is really RF-18. Radio Vanuatu coming and going on November 11th before 0700. I had a carrier on 9960. On November 12th, Ron Howard in California was hearing it at 0631 to 641 via remote in New Zealand. However, on November 13th, you could not hear it on any of their known frequencies into New Zealand. The propagation outlook from SWPC. Geomagnetic field unsettled to active, with A and K indices peaking at 12 and 4 November 20th, December 1st, 6th, and 7th. 10 and 3 on November 15th, 25th, 26th, 30th. Solar flux always above 200, rising from 205 November 15th to 255 November 28th, and down to 200 by December 7th. Consult our website for much more info, worldofradio.com. With many thanks to all our contributors and stations, inviting you to hear me again next week. Glenn Hauser concluding, World of Radio 2269, with a standard disclaimer.